This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WPHD, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, Rich Zeoli.
Well, it turns out that former President Donald Trump, is back on Twitter now. The left is losing their freaking minds, and for good reason, by the way, because a whole bunch of people are back on Twitter now, which means Twitter is going to be even more of a fun place than ever before, because it should be about controversy. It's certainly not going to be about Thanksgiving cooking tips, although this year you might want to figure out which side dish to skip because it's so expensive. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. It is Monday of a holiday week. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for being here this afternoon. We appreciate it very much. Got a lot to get into, as you can imagine. So first of all, over the weekend, CBS News had this big expose on Hunter Biden's laptop, which is pretty fascinating. We'll get into that with you as well. And in Philadelphia, rampant phony license plates are now eluding law enforcement. But it's not surprising to anybody because you can't stop people anymore for having their license plates covered up. So, of course, criminals are going to exploit that because criminals exploit loopholes all the time. It's what they do. But your Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost a whole lot more this Thanksgiving. It's up about 20%. And Americans are already thinking about how they can avoid possible side dishes and figure out ways to save money as the travel season's starting. And it was freaking cold out this morning, so everybody had to turn their heat on, in our area of the country anyway. And so furnaces are running. And this comes as President Joe Biden announces climate amnesty. That's right, climate amnesty, so that they can give money and reparations to poor countries that are quote-unquote affected by our climate damage or something or other. We'll talk to Daniel Turner later about that in the show today. But yes, climate reparations, because the left loves the word reparations. They really do. It's their favorite word, and they think every victim group out there should get them, of course. And why are these poor countries, they're victims. Except one country is excluded from the list. You'll have to figure out which country that is. Here's a hint. They are the world's largest polluter. You know I'm talking about China right there. They, of course, are excluded from the list of countries that have to pay climate reparations. But we're in it, obviously. We're in it in a big, big way. And the House Republicans can try to block it, as they should, but Biden can tap international monetary funds to be able to pay his share of the VIG for the climate fund. But, hey, I mean, why not? Let the United States of America pay for our guilt and our excess. That's what the guy who is running the World Cup says. We have to apologize for like 3,000 different things as a country. And we'll get into that with you as well. All of these things, of course, on a Monday afternoon. 855-839-1210. Hopefully you're going to be hitting the road soon for Thanksgiving. Just so you know what I mean, though, about soccer, because I do hate the World Cup a lot. I'm just not a fan. I'm not a fan of soccer. Maybe it's because my son had a game yesterday and we sat out there freezing our tuchuses off. I mean, it was bone-chillingly cold, and Patrick's out there playing a soccer game. But FIFA president Gianni Infantino gave an awkward speech where he says he feels like he is Arab, African, gay, and disabled. And he took aim at Europe, saying it should be apologizing for the next 3,000 years ahead of the World Cup's opening game. So maybe you're about to watch the World Cup later today. We'll get the audio for that, which we'll share with you a little bit later in the show today as well. There's a lot of fallout, obviously, about the special counsel that was announced on Friday afternoon to investigate former President Donald Trump. And a lot of Republicans now are seeing blood in the water. So more and more of them came out to the Republican Jewish Coalition event in Las Vegas over the weekend, where they all gave speeches. Ron DeSantis was there. Chris Christie was there. Ted Cruz spoke. Nikki Haley spoke. So we might be getting into a very crowded field for the Republican nomination for President of the United States of America. On the Democrat side, the Democrats all want the turkey out of the White House. And I don't mean the one that Biden just pardoned a few moments ago. I mean the actual president. They want him gone. And that's why we're hearing more and more about Hunter Biden's laptop and Hunter Biden's scandals, because they know it's the thing they can do to push Joe Biden out of the race and out of the White House. And so more stories like that are coming forward. This all comes, of course, as Republicans are now in charge of the House starting in January. And they are going to investigate Hunter Biden and to investigate Joe Biden as well. And that's a good thing, because we need to get to the bottom of everything regarding the Hunter Biden laptop and his connection to particularly this one Chinese energy firm. And that's why this morning I was shocked when I saw CBS News actually go there this morning and talk about Hunter Biden's laptop. But I'm not that shocked, because that's the reason why they're doing it, of course, is they want to be able to turn around out there and say, look, Mr. President, your son's got a lot of problems. He's got a lot of baggage here. You got to go deal with your family and, you know, get out of the race. Because the truth of the matter is that Joe Biden is at the weakest point, politically speaking, right now. And I know that you might think that that's crazy, considering that they turned aside the red wave, which turned out to be more like spilled cranberry juice. But it's not that that's shocking when you consider the fact that he's 80 years old. He turned 80 years old over the weekend. And there's a lot of young politicians who think their time is right now. Their time is right now. And they want to get out there and they want to run for president of the United States in 2024. They don't want to have to wait till 2028. They want to run now. Trump, by the way, says he sees no reason to return to Twitter as Elon Musk allows him back on the platform. So it was about Saturday night, about 8 o'clock or so, when Elon Musk made the formal decision. He had done a poll all day and got millions of votes. And by a 52-48% margin, people voted that they would like to see Trump reinstated on Twitter. He, by the way, he will not allow Alex Jones back on the site, particularly citing Sandy Hook and what Alex Jones said about Sandy Hook. So Elon Musk put out a tweet a short time ago justifying his reasoning for not letting Alex Jones back on the site. But Trump's back on. Kathy Griffin's back on. Dr. Jordan Peterson is back on. James O'Keefe is back on Project Veritas. So a lot of people are back on. But as of now, at least, Alex Jones will not be back on. Elon put out a tweet about his young child dying in his arms at a very, very young age. And so he says, no, we're not playing that game because of what Alex Jones said about Sandy Hook. And people are pleading with him to please reconsider given his stance on freedom of speech. We'll see if he capitulates on that. But will Trump return to Twitter or not? That was a big question over the weekend. Will he return to Twitter? As of right now, he sees no reason to return to Twitter, even though he's back on the platform. He spoke this weekend at the Republican Jewish Coalition. We have the audio of this for you. Cut number 9.
President, I wanted to pivot a little bit to current events as in happening in real time. I don't know if you've been following. Twitter is blowing up today. Elon Musk posted a that had over 13 million respondents so far asking whether or not you should be reinstated on Twitter. My question to you is, what do you think about Elon Musk buying Twitter? And if you are reinstated, will we see you back on Twitter again?
Well, I like that he bought it. I've always liked him. I got along with him very well during my days as president, and I got to know him pretty well. But I do like him. I've always really, you know, he's a character, and I tend to like characters, but he's smart. He did put up a poll, and I hear it's very overwhelming, very strong. But I have something called Trump. If you look, it's Trump-owned, but it's really fantastic. Truth Social. And Truth Social is through the roof. It's doing phenomenally well. The press hates to talk about it, but it's doing phenomenally well. I think engagement is much better than it is with Twitter. And it's taking care of voices that really want to be taken care of, and really smart voices, brilliant voices, voices that in many cases are both sides. But I can tell you there's a lot of voice for Israel, a lot of power for Israel in Truth Social. So Truth Social has been very, very powerful, very, very strong. And I'll be staying there. But I hear we're getting a big vote to also go back on Twitter. I don't see it because I don't see any reason for it. They have a lot of problems at Twitter. You see what's going on. It may make it. It may not make it. But the problems are incredible. The engagements are negative. And you have a lot of bots and you have a lot of fake accounts, which I think they should get on. But Truth Social has taken the place for a lot of people. And I don't see them going back onto Twitter.
And a lot of people are freaking out about the fact that Donald Trump is back on Twitter, whether or not he uses the site or not again, just the fact that all of his old tweets are back. Little Adam Schiff was complaining over the weekend on ABC's This Week with the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos. He thinks this is a terrible mistake. Cut number 10.
Donald Trump has been reinstated by Elon Musk on Twitter. Watching the January 6th committee hearings, Trump's tweets were a big part of the story to be told. What do you think of him being back on Twitter?
I think it's a terrible mistake. And you're absolutely right. As we showed in the January 6th hearings, the president used that platform to incite that attack on the Capitol. His comments about the vice president, his own vice president, put Mike Pence's life in danger. He showed no remorse about that. He continues to lie about his actions on that day. He talks about pardoning the people who attacked police officers and attacked the Capitol that day. And it contradicts what Elon Musk said, that he was going to establish a council to evaluate this. And further contradicts Musk and his claimed concern about bots on his own platform to subject the decision to a poll on the platform that could be easily abused that way. It just underscores the erratic leadership of Twitter now under Musk. But also the security concerns with security people fleeing Twitter and what that means for the protection of Americans' private data.
Ah, you see that? Now, the site that you really have to worry about with your private data is not Twitter. It's TikTok, which even over the weekend, a Democrat senator admitted is being manipulated by the Chinese. We'll get into that, though, in a minute. But for now, NYU business professor Scott Galloway was on CBS Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan over the weekend. This poll that Elon Musk cited Saturday night to say that it was 52-48. And by the way, I don't know if Elon really cared about the poll other than it was just a way to engage people and get millions of people voting on Twitter. But he might have done it anyway. He probably would have. I think that was probably always kind of baked into the cake that he was going to reinstate Trump. But nevertheless, Russian intelligence. Once again, the Russians were behind this poll and the Russians are the reason why Trump is back on Twitter. It's just blame Russia for everything. You just cannot help yourself. Russia's behind it all. Cut number 11.
So I think these polls are mostly a gimmick, and I would argue the people haven't spoken. The GRU has spoken. Twitter
Russian
has become
intelligence, you mean?
100%. Twitter has become a playground for bad actors and fake bots. This poll is meaningless. This decision is meaningless.
But you had predicted earlier that Twitter could collapse.
It's meaningless. It's meaningless. It's Russian bots. Ah, come on. Just a bunch of Russians. Crazy woman Maxine Waters, who also is a member of Congress, she actually said in MSNBC's The Sunday Show, which I have never heard of before, she's very upset that Donald Trump is back on Twitter. And he'll be leading, you know that word, the domestic terrorists, you know, those boys in the red hats. Cut number 12.
Congresswoman Waters, your reaction
yes.
to Trump being back on Twitter?
Well, I'm terribly disturbed about it because I know that he's going to try and use it to continue to organize his constituency. And it also gives him an opportunity to try and make people believe why he should be president of the United States. So he's going to politicize it. He's going to use it. And all of those domestic terrorists that he's leading will have a voice. And I'm very disturbed about it.
All of those domestic terrorists that he's leading will have a voice. Got it? So they're all freaking out. And they were raging over the weekend about this, raging about the decision to put Trump back on Twitter. Jonathan Greenblatt from the American Defamation League said, for Elon Musk to allow Donald Trump back on Twitter, ostensibly after a brief poll, shows he is not remotely serious about safeguarding the platform from hate, harassment, and misinformation. As we've said before, Trump used Twitter to foment intolerance, issue threats, and incite a violent attack against the United States government. Moreover, he has shown no indication that he would do anything different if given the opportunity. When the ADL and other stop hate for profit leaders met with Elon Musk on November 1st, he committed to not replatform anyone, regardless of stature, until he issued a transparent, clear process that took into consideration the views of civil society. Elon's decisions over the last month have been erratic and alarming, but this decision is dangerous and a threat to American democracy. We need to ask, is it time for Twitter to go? Frank Fugazi from MSNBC. I think it's Figliuzzi is how you say it. He's a former FBI guy. The Russian bots have spoken. He said, and according to SV Date from the Huffington Post, Trump was banished from Twitter not because of cancel culture, but because he attempted a coup using Twitter as a tool and then continued riling up his mob even after it failed. Getting back on Twitter will remind many people what a dangerous, unhinged president he was. Eric Weinstein said, this is such BS, I'm sorry, but you lost me here. All our major decisions going to be made by Twitter polls now? Ever face the voice of the people as a mob? Is a mob good? Come on! You wanted to restate him, so you did. Simple. I thought the left loved democracy. Aren't they always yelling about how we're a democracy and they want democracy now and they want 51% to decide everything for the rest of the country? Except when the majority votes the way they don't like it, then they don't want majority rule anymore. It sounds like Eric Weinstein would like the republic form of government to be the way it is. The NAACP said, in Elon Musk's Twitter sphere, you could incite an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, which led to the deaths of multiple people, and still be allowed to spew hate speech and violent conspiracies on the platform. Any advertisers still funding Twitter should immediately pause all advertising. If Elon Musk continues to run Twitter like this, using garbage polls that do not represent the American people and the needs of our democracy, God help us all. Scott Dworkin tweeting, real Donald Trump belongs in prison, not on Twitter. This is bull S. So they are all freaking out. And they're going to freak out, too, because Twitter has reinstated undercover journalism enterprise head Project Veritas, James O'Keefe in particular. So this is good that they'll be back as well. Look, I'm for all kinds of speech, as you know. I'm not for any bans. And I think that this is one of the positions that Elon Musk has taken, which is a very strong position to say he's not going to continue blocking people from this site, nor should he. And, you know, the left's going to freak out because it's what the left does. But there's a whole lot of bad people who have been on Twitter. I'm talking about dictators. I'm talking about some of the biggest scoundrels of humanity have all been on Twitter. Freaking ISIS is on Twitter, all right? And so don't tell me that it's fine to keep ISIS on there, but not Trump. Give me a break. The head of Iran is on Twitter. I got enough already with the gnashing of teeth. But we have a lot more on this, obviously, and we'll see how this plays out. We also have former Attorney General William Barr over the weekend saying there is, in fact, a deep state. It exists. So we're going to get into that with you as well. But I want to thank my great friends at Cherry Hill Volvo. Over the weekend, saw my buddy Dave's brand new, beautiful S-Class. It's like a grayish silver color, gorgeous color. He had a great experience at Cherry Hill Volvo. Everybody I send over there has a great experience at Cherry Hill Volvo because they do a fantastic job of proving that relationships really do matter. And if you're a Costco member, right now you can get an additional $1,250 off the price of a brand new Volvo. That's right. Just go see them right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, minutes over the bridge, the region's most accessible Volvo dealership. And they've got all kinds of great holiday specials going on right now. And if you are a Costco member, that additional $1,250 off, $1,250 off, you can't beat that. Plus, don't forget, when you bring your car in for its regularly scheduled maintenance, you're going to have access to a loaner car, valet service available as well. Every step of the way, Judith Krupnik, Yosef, the entire team will take great care of you. Never any pressure. That's why you should go see them today. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios, where relationships matter, and they really do matter, something that Cherry Hill Volvo proves. And I'm happy about the fact that when we head up to see our family this Thanksgiving weekend, we're going to be riding in safety and comfort and style, of course, too, because Volvos are some of the safest and most reliable cars on the road. Cherry Hill Volvo.
Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
What am I listening to? What is this?
It's Barbra Streisand by Duck Sauce.
This is terrible. This is awful.
Came to me
in
a
dream. Can you just play music people like? Can you just do that?
Yeah, it came to
me in a
dream.
No one in our audience likes this. Not a single person. Not one.
Oh, well, you're in for a treat, buddy.
No, I'm not in for a treat. We're in for music that people like on this show. This is not Daniel, your job is not to program music for you. Your job is to program music for our audience.
Yeah, I program music tonight to what I think sounds good on air.
No. You're supposed to program music that people like. Well, just like I do content that people like. Because you're supposed to do what the audience likes. That's the goal of doing a successful radio show. Nobody's sitting at home listening to this Barbra Streisand song. Not a single person.
It's a popular song. No,
not with this audience, it's not. If you want to program for one of the other dopey FM music stations, you should. They'd like this over there. Nobody likes this over here. Do you understand the difference?
Yeah, I don't know what your audience likes, though. That's the thing.
But you are part of this audience.
Yeah. And that's what I like.
No. But you're an outlier, though. Yeah, this audience likes classic rock. They like Sinatra. They like country. I mean, there's a whole range of things you can play that's actually good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was just experimenting with music, all right? Now I know where the line is.
Do you want to be like Henry? Is that what it is?
No.
You want people to hate you?
No.
Don't you want to be liked?
Yeah, I would like to be liked.
Yeah. So be liked by playing music that people like. Now, don't make them hate you for it.
All right, let's
You don't
let's
want
redo
them
it.
To say, oh, Daniel's here again. We're going to hear stupid music again that they'd normally play on, like, TDY or something. You know what I mean?
All right, let's redo that last one.
All right, let's redo it.
Yeah, hold on. Oh, I didn't know we were going to actually go to a new song.
Oh, I thought you wanted to redo it right now.
We can. I got to pull it up, though.
No, you pull it up. Go ahead. Take your time.
Also, I reject the notion that that song is popular in virtually any circle. It was horrible.
Thank you.
That was horrible. Worse than anything Henry has played in a while. And Henry plays trash.
Is this better?
You see, this is good. People like this. You got a whole bunch of people jamming out right now. Well done.
All right. Forget that last song. This is the one that we're going with.
See, Daniel, this is why I have faith in you. This is why I love when you're here. Because you're willing to learn.
Yeah, it's always a lesson with you. And I'm always willing to learn.
It can't be any worse than last time where he mashed the wrong button times in the course of 90 minutes.
See, now, I didn't even know that happened. See that?
See, I was trying to come in here and forget about that. And then Matt just comes in here and is like, hey, guess what? You messed up last week.
No, it was more than one mistake. Again, it was maybe three or four over the course of, I don't know, 90 minutes, 2 hours.
I know what it was, Matt.
They were egregious mistakes.
I know what
yeah.
it was.
And who sang the Barbra Streisand song?
Duck Sauce.
I hear Duck Sauce. I think about going to Joe's Peking Duck later tonight. But they're closed on Monday, so I can't, which is a total bummer.
Well, I guess I'm not playing the percolator later.
Probably not. See, when I was in mornings, I couldn't do anything about it because Greg was the boss. But now, since it's the afternoons, I actually can have a say again in the music. Although Greg usually played phenomenal music, but I would always recommend something, and he'd be like, yeah, I'm not doing that. But now, you see, I don't have to worry about that now. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but I could always say, yeah, I'm not doing that. And just
yeah, but would that be a wise career move for you at this point, do you think, in this stage of your career?
Probably not.
Probably not. See, well done. You see, you're getting the answers right today. Look at you.
Look, when we come back from the next break, I promise you, it's going to be the best thing you've ever heard.
I have such faith in you, Daniel. I can't even tell you.
This is why I love being on the show.
The audience is trying to help you as well. There's already suggestions coming in via Twitter. No, we're going to use a couple.
I don't need them.
No, we're going to use a couple because I don't trust you any longer. I've lost faith in you, Daniel.
No. You know what? I'll leave right now. I'm leaving. I don't care.
No. We need you to stay. At least till 7 o'clock, all right? What you do after then is up to you.
Fair enough. You got me there.
You can just walk out at that point. Whatever happens to the board happens.
I'm done.
Right. Yeah, at that point, we don't really care.
Doesn't impact us.
But Wednesday it does, because I'm filling in for Levin Wednesday, and we're going to take the first hour of his show live at 6, so we're going to be on from 3 till 9 on Wednesday. So don't accuse me of not being a hard worker, even though, of course, I'm off on Friday. But nevertheless, it's the Friday after Thanksgiving. Everybody's off, except for the person filling in for me. But you know what I mean by that. Daniel, you get any time off for Thanksgiving?
I get Thanksgiving. That's it.
All right.
I'm here 6 to 12 on Friday.
All right, here's the question that I have for both of you guys today, Matt DeSantis, executive producer, and for Daniel as well, as well as for the audience throughout the show today. Given the high cost of Thanksgiving dinner, a lot of people are thinking about cutting down a side dish. Which side dish do you cut out from your Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, this is easy. Sweet potatoes. I don't like sweet potatoes.
That's where you're wrong, okay?
You know, Rich, I'm going to have to say the same, sweet potatoes.
You're wrong. You're both right.
I don't like sweet potatoes either.
The answer is cranberries.
I don't disagree with you. They kind of stink, too.
Nobody needs second. Cranberries.
They also suck, yes.
Does anyone even like turkey, though?
No, but you got to have it. You know, you could do the Italian thing and have turkey and lasagna, but you got to have turkey. I mean, I think it's kind of the essential part of it, don't you think?
I mean, yeah, when you think Thanksgiving, you do think turkey, but I don't know anyone that actually looks forward to the turkey itself.
No.
It seems like everyone's looking forward to the sides. You got your mashed potatoes, your stuffings, your macaroni and cheeses, but nobody actually wants the turkey itself.
True, except when I deep fry my turkey, it's a crowd pleaser. Everybody wants that.
I would give that a shot. Am I allowed to come over for Thanksgiving?
Not doing it this year, though.
Damn.
I asked my brother-in-law if I could bring my deep fryer up to his house. He said absolutely not.
Way to let you down easy.
Absolutely not. But the price of peanut oil is also super expensive. I was looking online before, and Luann peanut oil at Walmart, 3 gallons is $48. Jeez. And you need about 3 to 5 gallons of peanut oil, depending on how big the bird is. So it's going to be a very expensive Thanksgiving. It's all I'm saying for a lot of people. So you've got to cut out a side dish. Cranberries, sorry, got to go. You know what I mean?
Sweet potatoes.
I would also
number one. Sweet potatoes are classic.
I would also say green bean casserole.
Yeah, you could do without that.
Yeah.
See, the problem is you guys have never had sweet potatoes the way they do them in my family. So in my family, they put sweet potatoes with butter and brown sugar, sometimes marshmallows, sometimes not, and they make candied yams out of them. And then they put that under the oven, and it takes one of the healthiest foods out there, sweet potato, and makes it even less healthy than whatever dessert you're serving at dinner. And that becomes a side dish, and it's a crowd pleaser. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, if it's unhealthy, then there's a pretty decent chance I'll enjoy eating it.
Oh, yeah. In all the years I've had sweet potatoes in my family, all the Italians, it's never been just sweet potatoes. It's not just a sweet potato. It's candied yams. It's a delicious, thick, sugary, brown, syrupy goo on top of sweet potatoes. And you know that we've taken whatever health out of the sweet potato and left it for dead, which is the way to do it.
Well, now I'm in because nothing.
Now you're in.
Anything with no nutritional value is delicious. I'll stand by that statement.
See, I'm with you on this.
I'll eat sweet potato fries, but not anything other than that.
Yeah, because they're fries.
Yeah, they're the lesser fry, but I could understand that. Sandy says, I, for one, was jamming to the Barbra Streisand song.
See?
And would love to hear the percolator. All right, Sandy. Well, that is Hot Sandy, so Hot Sandy, you know. Sid says, if Daniel Dez Valdez's friends listen to music like this, then it's time to get new friends. The Greater Chris just has a meme of somebody smashing his head against the desk with the words bumper music on it.
Look.
Brian Pfeiffer, what was that Barbra Streisand bumper song? That was awesome. Brian, you don't mean that. Stop it.
Johnny Cook said he liked it and he wanted to hear more. So
Johnny's not being honest with you. He's not. Johnny's lying to you. He's just lying.
You know, I think you just got to accept the fact that people like duck sauce and want to hear more of Barbra Streisand.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll make an exception for Sandy because we love her. So we can come back with Percolator and see how it is.
I think you're going to hate it, but
I'm probably going to hate it.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to hate Sandy for it, although I could never hate Sandy, but you know what I mean.
All right, I'll come back with it.
All right, we'll try that. We'll do that. All right, so not only is your Thanksgiving dinner going up a lot, your heating bill's going up as well. Biden's declaring climate reparations. I'm going to tell you about that, as well as the cost of Thanksgiving dinner. What side dish would you cut? Let me know, 855-839-1210. And I want to thank my great friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding, because I'll tell you what, Matt and his wife, Stephanie, understand how expensive things are right now, and they want to help. They know that you still may need roof repairs, a new roof, windows, doors, and siding, and these things can't wait. So they're offering each and every one of my listeners a 10% inflation relief discount, 10% off. It's great. It's a beautiful thing. Plus 12 months same as cash financing to pay for it. That's great. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to Emmons today. I had friends who got bilked out of money by contractors who came and never finished the job, just ran with the cash. This happens all the time. You have people that start a project, get a better offer, and leave you in the lurch. Or they just never come. They take your deposit and just literally never show up. That's not how Emmons operates. They start the project on time. It stays on budget, and they finish when they're done, and they clean up, and it's great. EmmonsRoofing.com. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So if you need a new roof, and they'll never tell you you do unless you do, you get a 50-year warranty on that roof just like I have on my home. I've used Emmons for each and every one of these projects, windows, doors, siding, and roofing, and they've done a phenomenal job every time. 10% off plus 12 months same as cash to pay for it with EmmonsRoofing.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Is he just skipping or is this all he says?
No, you got to get into it.
Do I?
Yeah, it gets better. Trust me.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
See, all I think of right now is why I need coffee. It's like a coffee percolator. All right, that's enough. Sorry, Sandy. That was even worse than I ever thought. Then stop. Stop.
There you go.
What is that?
It's the percolator.
Sandy, killing me here. Daniel, thank you for that. And Brian, with all due respect, it was Brian Pfeiffer. Sorry, Brian, yes. And he was retracting his statement about your terrible bumper music, all right? Very good. Daniel, you're going to do better. I got faith in you. I got faith. See, what I'm trying to do is to train the next generation of great radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Don't worry. I'll play
I'm
some
here to help.
Coming up.
I believe you. I've got full faith. Don't worry. 855-839-1210. Otherwise, we're going to take you out back like a turkey and deep fry you. You know what I mean?
It's really not much to fry. There's not a lot.
Sure, you are very thin.
Yeah.
Ornery Hound says, duck sauce or Springsteen Excedrin extra strength he needs. Yeah, Bruce Springsteen, I do have a follow-up story on that. He's justifying those outrageous concert ticket prices. I saw Dawn tweeted about that earlier today, so I'll get into that. And I'm going to get into Biden giving climate amnesty and climate reparations. Plus, you know about the Wuhan virus, don't you? Well, turns out that the earliest days of COVID, there's a lot more detail coming out about it now. And even the far right wing Washington Post acknowledging that this virus came from a lab. So I'm going to get into that with you as well in the show today. But Alex is in Swarthmore. Alex, happy Monday, holiday week. What's going on?
Hey, I'm digging the 50,000 watts of Rich Zeoli.
Good man. I like that. Thank you.
Coming in loud and clear in Swarthmore. Listen, a couple of things. The original human percolator is a Philly legend named Billy Harner. Play one of his songs as bumper music.
I like it. Good thinking.
Do you know who he is?
I don't know anything about music. You're asking the wrong guy. Do you guys know who he is?
Billy Harner, local legend. He goes back, way back, and he's very good. You'd like him. But number two is, what's the difference between sweet potatoes and yams?
I have no idea.
That's what I'm wondering about.
I have no idea. My family calls them candied yams, but I think they are just sweet potatoes. I think it's just a branding thing.
I was told that in order for it to be a yam, it must have been grown in Louisiana. Is that true or not? Yes.
No, I think that's bourbon. Bourbon must be made in Kentucky.
I'll have some of that, too.
Alex, what side dish would you cut in Biden's economy if you had to?
You know, they're all good. I mean, I think the thing that really used to turn me off was the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows. That was the thing that really turned me off.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, you got to scrap something in this economy, so you get rid of those.
Peas you can keep because they're good. Maybe like black-eyed peas. I don't know.
All right. Well, we're definitely not going to put them on the playlist today, Alex. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Thank you.
You got it. 855-839-1210. That's the truth. I saw the economic numbers that came out today, and Americans are going to be paying 20% more this Thanksgiving compared to last Thanksgiving, and everything is up higher and higher on the side dish list. So people are actually really, it's sad to say, but they're talking about cutting back. People are also talking about cutting back on Christmas presents this year, and they're also talking about cutting back on giving to charity this year as well. You know, one of the things about conservatives that I've always told people is that when you get government out of the way, people will be incredibly generous. But when you've got taxes so high and you've got inflation so high, there just isn't a lot of money left to give. And so some of the groups that suffer the most tend to be nonprofits. You know, there's a direct correlation between lower taxes and charitable giving because people actually want to help. And yeah, there's something about giving money to have a tax write-off, and that's also a very good incentive, obviously, as well. But we love to give. We love to help people. We love to do it. But when times are tough, sometimes that gets cut. And also, when people feel like they're paying 40, 50%, 60% of their taxes all in, of their income into taxes, and then they think, well, that charity group's probably getting some of my money, and they pull back on that as well. Holiday travel. Americans are also pulling back on holiday travel this year because of the high price of gas. And now Biden is turning around and saying, yes, we are going to give out, and I kid you not on this, climate reparations to poor countries around the world for the climate damage that we've done. And that's just ridiculous. That's insanity is what that is. But this is what the left does. They want to atone for all of America's sins. It's like that FIFA guy. He said America has to apologize for 3,000 different things. Europe, too. I think we have the audio of that, Matt DeSantis, don't we? Why don't we hear the FIFA World Cup guy? I have zero interest in watching soccer. The riveting scores of 1-1. Or 2-1, or 0-0. No thanks. I'll skip on soccer. Call me crazy, but the game is boring. It's just guys running back and forth. I'm not into it. I never will be into it. Don't argue with me on this point, because I'm right. But this is what the FIFA World Cup president said.
Because I know what it means to be discriminated, to be bullied as a foreigner in a foreign country, as a child. At school, I was bullied because I had red hair, and I had these red, how do you call them? Freckles. You see, I don't even know the term. Today I feel Qatari. Today I feel Arab. Today I feel African. Today I feel gay. Today I feel disabled. Today I feel a migrant worker. And I feel this, all this, because what I've been seeing and what I've been told, since I don't read, otherwise I will be depressed, I think.
I think you are depressed. I think actually you are depressed, Gianni Infantino. Scusi, I'm a bigot of victim, eh? I'm the victim of everything because I have a red hair. So I feel like an oddity of people because my hair is a red. That's his big speech. Yeah, sign me up for soccer. I can't wait. Paul's in South Jersey. Paul, what's going on today?
Hello, Rich. How are you? I love your show.
Thank you, Paul.
I miss you in the morning.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't miss mornings.
I bet you don't. I agree. First, I love turkey. I can eat it 5 days a week, 7 days a week. I love all the sides. And the only dish I would admit from our Thanksgiving dinner would be the roasted Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I could do without Brussels sprouts for that. That's fine. Good call. All right, Paul, and thank you. Thank you for weighing in.
Wait.
Yeah.
Rich, I'd like to make it. Can I make a music suggestion?
Go for it.
Zach Bryan, Open the Gate.
Zach Bryan, Open the Gate. I like it.
It's great. It's a great song.
Daniel, can we accommodate his request?
Sure.
All right. See that?
Happy Thanksgiving. Take care.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend. I appreciate it, Paul. Thank you. 855-839-1210 is the number. Chris is in Boyertown. Chris, which side dish would you ax?
First of all, you kind of cut me where it hurts with the soccer comment. I love your show. I love soccer. I'm from Germany. It is what it is.
All right, if you're from Germany, you get a pass because it's your national sport out there. I understand that. Fine.
So, but in regards to the Thanksgiving thing, why don't you just cut the amount of people that you have over?
Yeah, that's a good idea. But we've been cutting the amount of people for 2 years because of the freaking pandemic, so now people want to have big Thanksgivings again.
Well, so maybe give them a bill when they get there, when they get to the door. Give them a bill.
Oh, you do that? You make everybody split it up?
Absolutely.
All right. Listen, everybody's got to do what they got to do.
And my music suggestion.
Go ahead.
Rush, Tom Sawyer.
Oof. Not a fan of Rush, but all right. We'll take it under advisement. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, buddy. Thank you very much. 855-839-1210. You know what we can do this week to show our gratitude to this amazing, amazing Zioli Army is we can just play requests. What do you think of that, Matt DeSantis?
Thanks, Tony. Have a good day.
He's on the phone.
No, he's on the phone. All right.
Sorry,
what do you think of that, Daniel?
Said. Yeah, I like that idea.
Just play requests. Just say thank you. You know, we make this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I endorse that.
Greg Soccer just tweeted out, why are we steering away from the classic rock? I play the songs I do for a reason, Daniel. You could even mix some country in there for Rich.
Didn't know that there was an assigned playlist for your show.
It's fantastic. I love it. Man, we just killed like 40 minutes. Accomplished nothing. Look at that. Now, we'll you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is right now. I love the interactive nature of this program. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing.
My beautiful show sheet just wasted because we had to talk about Daniel's terrible taste in music.
You know, we could have 90.
Let's see. How many pages today is the show sheet? Let me see.
102 now.
102 pages of show sheet, of which I've read 2 pages.
I think that's generous. I don't even know that you've gotten to two pages yet. It may have been as little as a half a page.
Well, I'm on the cover page, and I skipped to the last page, and I read that. So those are the two pages I've read so far.
There was barely anything on the cover page.
That's why I was able to read it.
Well, all right.
It's got my live reads on there, and it's got what our wonderful prize is today, which is which we'll tell you about when we do the movie thing at some point later in the show when we do it. And you'll know when we do it, when we do it. At that time. So just stay tuned for that. No, the truth is that this is Thanksgiving week. It's typically a lighter week. And I've got a long day on Wednesday because I'm filling in for Levin. So I'm gearing up for it. I got to work my way up. It's Monday. We're all working our way up. And also, too, because I'm in a very good mood today, particularly over the fact that I saw a story that Johnny sent where I can make fun of Beyond Meat. Any chance I get to make fun of Beyond Meat or any of those other Fugazi meat companies, I'm happy to do it. And Beyond Meat, it turns out, one of their key factories was reportedly riddled with mold, bacteria, and other health-related concerns. So they're beyond the Board of Health as well. They even found the bacteria Listeria 11 times in the second half of 2021 and the first half of this year. So Beyond Meat is beyond gross. And the pictures that the New York Post and Bloomberg posted of this disgusting factory are disgusting. But honestly, I'd rather eat the mold on the wall than eat Beyond Meat. That's truly. And the mold on the wall is going to taste more like meat than Beyond Meat will. And of course, with Thanksgiving coming, I always launch my new vegetable, which is Beyond Broccoli, which is just sausage. A representative for the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture said the September visit mentioned by Beyond Meat wasn't a complete inspection, but was instead an effort to address an unpaid registration fee, which Beyond Meat has since paid. Because they had reportedly planned to expand the facility, but they paused those plans as it looks back to cut back on spending during a sales downturn. Refrigerated meat alternatives, Fugazi meat sold, at retail plunged 12% for the 52 weeks ending on October 9th. And I don't think it's because of the inflation. I think it's because the food is just gross. It revealed it would lay off about 200 employees, or roughly 20% of its global workforce, as part of its cost-cutting measure. That's what they said. No, look, I mean, it's just not for me. I'm not a big fan of the Fugazis. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I'm not a fan. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming up, climate reparations and the Wuhan virus laboratory's earliest COVID cases. It turns out the Chinese are still hiding something right now. What, the far right wing Washington Post asks, what is China hiding? I have the answer for you straight ahead.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.